from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And that they still plan to start Fatanu in the season opener at right tackle. But in the meantime, even though he didn't play well the other night, which wasn't a big deal, but he's also hurt for the next 2 weeks. So in the meantime, you have Broderick Jones still out of position at right tackle, with apparently the plan to suddenly move Broderick Jones to left tackle before the season opener if he can beat out the great Dan Moore and if Fatanu is ready to play. Boy, that sounds like a great plan, right? Presented to you by the same organization that has been mangling offensive line situations for multiple years now. I don't think you need examples from me. But I'll give them to you anyway. They drafted a undersized guard from Illinois who didn't want to play center and started him as a center in front of 39-year-old Ben Roethlisberger. They sunk money into Chukwuemeka Okorafor, for God's sakes. They also experimented with him at left tackle one off season, if you remember that, and wasted a bunch of time. Then they put money into him, and then it turned out he didn't want to play either. So that's two for two. What else? Kevin Dotson, who the instant he left campus here became a star, meaning they didn't develop him right or didn't have him at the right position. Something they did something dramatically wrong with Kevin Dotson, but now they're going to be geniuses with these young offensive tackles. Here's my question. First of all, what are you doing with Broderick Jones? Why are you putting him at a disadvantage here by having him work on the right side for most of the offseason, apparently with plans, again, to suddenly move him back to his natural position of the left side right before the opener? How is that fair to him? But the most incredible line of all from Dulac's story was this. Okay, Fatanu goes in at right tackle for the season opener despite everything. Okay, fine. I quote here, that will leave Broderick Jones, last year's number one pick, to battle incumbent Dan Moore Jr. for the starting left tackle position. What? To battle Dan Moore? Who has a high opinion of Dan Moore other than the Steelers? And I just read you about all the Steelers' latest offensive line decisions, didn't I? Dan Moore? I think it was Pro Football Network had him ranked the 37th best offensive tackle in the league, which would be great if there were 100 teams in the league. Every single piece of available evidence out there tells you that Dan Moore is not good. Why in the world would you have Broderick Jones competing with him? Now, lower in the story, lower than that, it says it seems highly unlikely the Steelers would put Jones back on the bench. Well, thank God for that. But already in the story was the line he would battle Dan Moore Jr. And also, and these are, I'm sure, are based on people telling Jerry this, these kinds of things. They probably believe it over there. Here's another incredible one. Moore, a fourth-round pick in 2020, has been the starting left tackle since game one of his rookie year. I would add, out of complete desperation. But he is an unrestricted free agent after the season and should attract a hefty offer from another team as a four-year starter. A hefty offer to do what? A hefty offer in free agency? Could it be that only the Steelers think he's any good? And but here's the real point then. Okay, I'll take all of this as fact and knowledge and everything else and sources and whatever. If Dan Moore is so damn good, then why do you keep drafting tackles? Just sign the great Dan Moore to a hefty new contract and worry about some other position in the draft. Have I lost my mind here, City Limits?
I don't think so.
If Dan Moore is so good, then keep him. Sign him. Make him a high-paid tackle. And by the way, it's Dan Moore's complete inability to play the right side. He showed himself to be wholly incapable of that. That is helping to cause these musical chairs. He can't play the right side. But I guess he's going to get a hefty contract in free agency because everybody thinks he's so good, except everybody apparently who observes football and is paid to render an opinion.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I think maybe it's just the Steelers trying to make Dan Moore look good so when he ultimately gets benched and moves on, then hopefully somebody will pick him up and pay him a decent amount.
Who cares that he's a four-year starter? That was born of complete desperation because they had mangled their own offensive line, haven't gotten anybody better than him, and now they do have somebody who could be infinitely better than him, and he has to battle Dan Moore?
Kendra Green was a day one starter as a rookie. Does that mean, as a two-year starter, that he's somebody that is qualified to start on someone else's offensive line?
I don't understand. Is my mic hot right now, or is that in my own ears?
I think that's in your own ears.
Okay. I don't understand any of this. The bottom line, too, is that they're putting Broderick Jones at a massive disadvantage. It's great that he can play the right side, but every single offensive lineman that we've had on this show has said that going from the left to the right and the right to the left is not as easy as you would think. It's like learning. I forget the example that guy used. What was the example? But it's like a new language. That's what he said. And it was stink. It was Mark Schlereth. Like, it's not that easy. And if you want Broderick Jones to succeed at left tackle, which is where Omar Khan said he will eventually play, which is why you drafted him to play that position, then let him play there in the offseason. Let him train there in the offseason. Give him every ability to succeed. Instead of working him out most of the time at right tackle, and then at the last second before the Arthur Smith Bowl to open the season against the Falcons, throwing him back on the other side. What are you doing to the guy? Seriously, what are they doing? It would also be an option, considering that Jones looked somewhat at home at right tackle last year. He actually did, I thought, a good job. He had his ups and downs, no doubt. Okay, then option B for me would be leave him there and have Fatanu play left tackle where he's played his whole career. Of course, he would have to beat out the great Dan Moore, who's looking at a hefty contract in the offseason to do that. I get that. But that would make more sense. Anything would make more sense than starting Dan Moore to start the season. And anything would make less sense than putting Broderick Jones at his natural position. That's option one, the obvious option. Why don't they do the obvious? Now, who would play right tackle if Fatanu's not ready to go since Dan Moore can't? I don't know. They got a couple candidates, Spencer Anderson, somebody else. But it's unfair to Broderick Jones, and it's just not smart. And I feel very comfortable saying that based on multiple offensive line decisions the Steelers have made in the past 3 to 4 years, even if some of the people who helped make those decisions aren't here anymore. I feel very comfortable saying that. What the hell are they doing? All right. Destiny's Child. Are you keeping tabs on the Ayuk situation here?
I am. I'm monitoring everything as it comes down the pipeline, if it comes down the pipeline.
I'll tell you what, Kabali really has me hot right now.
He's responded to me again and said yeet.
Yeah, all he gave me at 10:11, I said, what does yeet mean, you or Ayuk? Then I said again, what does yeet mean in this instance? You know what he responded to me? Hi, Joe. I'm going to walk down the hall and tell our boss things about Kabali that will make him not hire him. And I'm going to call McAfee and do the same.
McAfee's phone number?
How does Kabali like that?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.